Jesus Christ. No shadow remains for shame to hide. Redemption shown for all to see. Perfection bore our penalty with a grace so glorious. Immortal day, the veil was torn. When mercy dawned, a crown of thorns. As law gave way to liberty and freedom for humanity, with a grace so glorious. And oh, the glory of the Savior's love, surrounding our surrender to know.
Ephesians 1:6 says that we have been adopted as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ to the praise of his glorious grace. What of this glorious grace? Not a grace that simply covers our sin, but a grace that after it has covered our sin, empowers us to rise up in victory, to overcome sin, to overcome the world, to overcome the works of the devil. A glorious grace. The Puritan preacher Thomas Brooks said this: grace and glory differ very little. One is the seed, the other is the flower. Grace is glory militant. Glory is grace triumphant. So we lift our hands in surrender to say, you and you alone, Lord, can cover my sin. You and you alone, Jesus, are worthy to be praised. But we don't just throw up our hands in desperation. We throw up our hands in victory, for grace and glory and grace are triumphant in the life of the believer who will call upon the name of Jesus. God, fill this place with grace. Fill our lives with glory.